שלום לכולם, לכל הצופים.
Hello, everyone that is watching us.
A
special time when we are reading the book of Zohar together.
And
this is a special state that we can enter together. Let's start with a clip of Dr. Rav Lightman.
Emuna.
This is knowledge, and this is faith. This is Bina, and this is Mochet.
Ken, zeu. Igati ala.
Yes, that's it. And now moving up to the next step of the ladder.
Rachat.
Obtain this faith.
Emuna lemala me'adat. Yofi. Ze akol
ofe yot. I have a step that is faith above reason. This is all becomes reason. Everything that used to be reason, and above reason, all that becomes reason. And now I need to come even to a higher faith.
No.
Bina, which is even greater and higher than what used to be before, what used to be reason and faith, and I obtained all of it. This becomes again all reason. And then once more, there's another step
in
the ladder, which is
כל כמה שאני הולך באמונה, דעת
is faith, and all of it again becomes reason. The more I go with faith, the more my reason expands and becomes greater, and each time it gets greater. So the one that walks with his eyes closed becomes more and more wise. We are reading Zohar for all. Bereshit. One, volume two. Let the earth put forth grass. Item 77. And the herb for the work of man indicates the Afanim, the animals, and the cherubim. Afanim are angels in Asiyah, animals are the angels in Yetzirah, and cherubim are the angels in Beriah. All those angels extend from Bach of the Mochen of Av. Hence they are sustainable, unlike those who are called He, who extend from Gar of Av, who rule only for a time and promptly burn. All of them, the Ofanim, the animals, are the cherubim, and the cherubim are corrected and clothed within their corrections, which are on the part of the emanator himself. They are poised to be corrected further when people come to the work of their master with their offerings and prayers. It is so because this is the work of man, and that grass was intended for man's work from the beginning, to be corrected in the correction of man as it should be. Item 78. When they are corrected in that work of man, nourishment, and pray then come out of them to the world, as it is written, to bring forth bread from the earth. And as it is written, herb yielding seed, which is the mochen of Bach, of Ab, which is not hay, which is garavab, for hay does not yield seeds, but is intended to be consumed by the fire of the Kedusha of the Nukva. But the herb is for the correction of the world because it yields seed. Item 79. All of that is to bring forth bread from the earth. Since all the corrections that were given to people are only to correct that herb that comes out of the earth, who is the Nukva. The work of people toward their Maker is to provide through them prayer and nourishment to this world out of that earth, so that people are blessed by the blessings of above. Although the mochen of the hay are gar of Ab, and mochen of the herb are vak of Ab, still man's work in offerings and prayer to extend mochen in abundance is only on the mochen of herb, and not on the mochen of hay. Since the mochen of hay are not imparted to the worlds at all, but are for the nourishment of the Nukva. All that is imparted upon the world is only from the mochin of herb. So that all of man's work in raising man and extending abundance from above is only for extension of mochin of herb, which are vak of Av, and not mochen of hay, which are gar of Av.
It
is written, who causes the hay to grow for the cattle? Hay is for the Nukva herself, who is called a beast. Havaya, filled with the letters hay, which in Gematria is behema, beast. 52. And herb for the work of man, only the herb was given for the work of man, to bring forth bread out of the earth. Item 80. The words a fruit tree bearing fruit are 2 degrees, male and female. A fruit tree is the nukva of Zeranpin, bearing fruit. Is Yesod of Zeranpin a male? He is called bearing fruit because all those fruits that the Nukva begets come to her from the male. Thus, the male is the one who makes the fruits in the Nukva. Hence, he is called bearing fruit.
כמו שעץ פרי, הנוקווה, מוציאה הכוח שקיבלה מעץ
As the fruit tree, the nukva brings forth the force that she received from the fruit-bearing tree, the male, she also elicits her own power. There are special offspring to the fruit tree, the nukva, which are not in the bearing fruit, the male, by the force of the nukva herself, the cherubim, and the pillars that come from her own face. And what are the pillars? They are those who rise in the smoke of the offering and are corrected with the offering. They are called pillars of smoke, as it is written, who is this who comes up from the desert like pillars of smoke? The cherubim correspond to the herb that she received from the male, and the pillars of smoke correspond to the hay that she received from the male. Whenever Israel were righteous, the cherubim were attached to one another in adhesion face to face. The smoke of the offering when Israel were righteous would rise up straight, not leaning to the right or to the left. It was said here that cherubim are face to face, which is a big face, and the smoke of the offering that rises up straight at that time extend from the power of the Nukva herself, the bottom hay of Havaya, which is the face of a man, and not by the force of the male, who is Yod Hey Vav, the face of a lion. All of them, the cherubim and the pillars, stand in their corrections for man's work. Hay does not stand so because it is meant for eating. This is so because there is a difference between smelling and eating. The smell rises from below upward and does not spread downward, while eating expands from above downward. Although the pillars of smoke are mochen, that extend from Gar of Ab, like the hay, they still remain standing and existing for man's work by the force of the direction, and they are not cancelled. They are corrected through the work of the offering, which burns the offering in the fire and raises the smoke for the sweet savor from below upward. It does not reach the lower ones, and by that they exist and are not cancelled. But the mochin of the hay, the grass, which are intended for eating, expand from above downward like eating. This is why they are cancelled and are not sustained, since those mochin are unfit to expand below to the lower ones. Item 8, we will stop here and we'll listen to another clip of Rav. The correct relation is above reason, in adhesion with the upper above reason, and the clarification or the check is within reason, because there is one God, because there is only one that will bring the fruit. I need to go above reason no matter what happens. The check needs to happen within reason. And above reason means that I need to receive the image of the upper one, which even though it's not within my reason at all or how I imagine it at all, that is the most important. Here we need to have this action as we go through the whole process. We need to understand to this inner quality. Not just the what just goes through our world, but where is this inner state? Where is he? Where's the creator? Only in a special part of creation. And it's only in these qualities and playing this, we are building the Creator. And I attained this. It's called that there's only one Creator, only one God that will bring fruits.
Aruchanit, sham ani
this Behina Dalit, this fourth phase is spirituality. And we're reading again, item 81. The fruit tree bearing fruit indicates the forms of male and female, whose faces are the image of the face of man. A fruit tree is Nukva of Zeranpin, bearing fruit is Yesod of Zeranpin, a male who makes fruit in her. Those male and female are not like the cherubim implied in the earth yielding seed, since those are big face marked with a beard, while cherubim are small face, like the face of the infants. Face is gar and mochin. Big face are mochin of gadlut that are received from the 13 qualities of mercy in Arif Anpin, who is called the Dikna beard of Arif Anpin. This is why it is said a face marked with a beard. It is also called mazal, luck. Small face, however, are mochin of katnut. All the shapes are included in a man's face, lion, ox, and eagle, since they are a big face, for a big face are mochin of gadlut and gar, and are not received by the nukva, when she has only six sefirot, habat hagad, and lacks the four sefirot, nahim. Rather, once she raises her nahim from biyah and is complimented with ten sefirot, she makes a coupling with Ziranpin and receives from him mochin of gadlut. There are two raisings, upliftments. One, first, she raises Nahi without Malchut. At that time, she has only Gar of Vak, which are Mochin of Katnut. And two, next, when she raises the Malchut, two, called a man's face, she obtains Mochin of Gadlut. Those Nahim that she raises from Biyah are called four animals, which carry the throne of Ziranpin for a coupling. For without them, the throne, Nukva of Ziranpin, would be lacking in the ten sefirot of the vessels and would not be fit for a coupling. Hence, the sefirah Netzah is the face of a lion, Hod is the face of an ox, Yesod is the face of an eagle, and Malchut is the face of man. All the shapes are included in the face of a man because the face of a man is a big face, and engraved shapes are depicted in them, as the inscriptions of the explicit name in the four directions of the world. Through the face of a man, the three animals also acquire a big face. Hab, tum, in mochen of gadlut, implied in the name Havaya, in his four letters, Yud, being Chochma, and South, Hey, being Bina, and North, Vav, being Ziranpin, and East, and the bottom He, being Malchut, and West. This is why it is considered that all the shapes, lion, eagle, and ox, which are Nahi, Netzachod Yesod, are included in the face of a man, Malchut. For besides the face of man, by raising Nahi without Malchut, they are still in a face of Katnut in Mochin of Vak. Item 82. Michael inscribed an inscription to the south, and all three faces, the face of a lion, the face of an ox, and the face of an eagle, look to the face of a man. Inscribed in description means that he allots the place of the coupling. South is right for extending light of covered chasadim. Looking means receiving by their looking. At the time of Gadlut, when the Nukva of Ziranpin raises Malchut to her from Biyah, called the face of a man, the coupling of Zon is done on the Malchut from the right, south, and the level of Mochin of Gadlut extends to her. Then all three faces, lion, ox, and eagle, angel received the Mohin of Gadlut from that Malchut, who is called the face of a man. It follows that all three faces look to the face of a man and receive from those faces. Michael is one of the four angels serving Nukva of Zeranpin. Hence, he inscribes and prepares the place of the coupling, and he is the angel of Hesed. This is why he inscribes to the south side, right Hesed. A man is male and female, and only they are called man. Malchut, in and of herself, when she is not in a coupling with Zeranpin, is called man, since she is without a male. Only when she makes a coupling with Zeranpin are both of them called man, as it is written, "He created them male and female, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, on the day when they were created. Thus, both together are called man, but each one for himself is like half a body, and he is not called man. From him," meaning from the face of a man, in a coupling to the south side, the depictions were depicted as it is written, "The vehicle of God are myriads, thousands upon thousands," which is the lower Merkava, called the vehicle of God. Depictions means the measures born from the coupling, since each level has its own depiction according to the quality of the coupling by the striking. Explanation. Those four animals, man, lion, ox, and eagle, are called Merkava, the structure, or assembly, or chariot, since they are the four Sefirot Nehim that rise from Bia and connect to the Nukva of Zeranpin to complement her 10 sefirot. So she is fitting for a coupling. Since without them she would not be fit for a coupling, it is considered that the Nukva rides on these four animals, and they become a Merkava to her, for they carry her to the coupling. However, there are two Merkavot for two couplings. They are called upper Merkava and lower Merkava. There is a big difference between them, because in the upper Merkava there are four animals: man, lion, ox, and eagle. And in the lower Merkava there are only three animals: ox, eagle, and lion. There is no man in them in particular, but only by way of incorporation. We should understand why the animals divided to become two Merkavot for two couplings, and why one coupling is not enough, and why the face of a man in particular is missing in the bottom Merkava. The thing is that it is known that there are only 9 Sefirot in Ari Anpin of Atzilut. Following him, it is likewise in all the parts of Fim of Abiya. It is so because Malchut is deficient, since she was concealed in the Rosh of Partsuf Atik and did not extend to Ari Anpin. This is only one of the main corrections that were done in the world of correction. However, it does not mean that all 10 Sefirot in Malchut are missing, since there is coupling only in the screen in Malchut. Rather, only Malchut of Malchut is missing, but the first 9 of Malchut remained in the parts of fame. Therefore, when she was sorted and rose to the Nukva, her malchut from Bia, which is the face of a man, only the first nine of malchut rose to her, since malchut of malchut was missing. Thus, the first nine in each partsuf are above its chazeh. And below its chazeh, it is regarded as malchut of the partsuf. It therefore follows that there is the face of a man, malchut that raises from Bia, only from the chazeh and above, only the first nine of malchut, which end at the place of the chazeh. But from the chazeh and below, where there is malchut of malchut, there is no face of a man there, because malchut of malchut was concealed in the rosh of partsuf atig and does not appear in the world. It is known that each phase ascends to its corresponding phase in the upper one. Therefore, she rose to the chazeh and above of the face of man, to, from chazeh and above zone, and the complete coupling of the face of man was done only in there, from chazeh and above. This is why Michael inscribed an inscription to the south, and all three faces look to the face of a man, since the coupling from the chazeh and above is called south side, the right side, the light of covered chasadim. Michael inscribes the place of the coupling only from chazeh and above, because he did not rise more than the face of a man, malchut, but only their first nine, ascribed only two, from chazeh and above, and not from chazeh and below. Here, from chazeh and above, the coupling is complete in all four animals, Nahim, called the face of a man, face of a lion, face of an ox, and face of an eagle. They are called the upper Merkava because they carry the Nukva for the upper coupling of from Chazeh and below, and because they are all from Chazeh and above of each of the four animals. However, the three worlds,
Bia,
as well as Naran, people cannot receive their abundance from the coupling of from Chazeh and above, because they are related to the Sefirot of from Chazeh and below of Zon. Therefore, once the complete coupling of Zon was done from Chazeh and above, it is upper Merkava from Chazeh and below of the three animals, lion, ox, and eagle, also rises, and they are included in the upper coupling of from Chazeh and above of Zon, receiving the abundance from the face of man that is there. We have reached the end, and we will now depart, say goodbye with a clip of we must understand that now what we receive in every second, it happens from above, and it's not that it's unclear where it's coming from. And I am asking the Creator to just remove what others have done to me, but everything that has been done is what the Creator prepared. So, if in this correct situation, I need to just strive to connect with Him, and Everything else will be sorted out 100%.
הטוב ביותר אני יכול להתקדם למטרה.
I always receive the conditions from which I can move forward and progress, even if these conditions seem like the worst ones possible. All these situations from which I
move
and grow up from,